John chapter 19.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had them whip him. The soldiers made a crown out of thorny branches. They put it on Jesus' head and put a purple robe on him. They kept coming up to Jesus and saying, "Hail, O King of the Jews!" They hit him many times. Pilate went back out and spoke to them. "Look, I am bringing him out to you so that you will know that I find nothing wrong with him." Then Jesus came out. He was wearing the thorny crown and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Look at the man." When the most important priests and the temple guards saw Jesus, they shouted, "Nail him to a cross! Nail him to a cross!" Pilate said to them, "You take him and nail him to a cross. I find nothing wrong with him." But the Jewish leaders answered him, "We have a law. According to the law, he must die, because he made himself God's son." When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. So Pilate went back into the fortress and asked Jesus, "Where do you come from?" Jesus did not give him an answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Aren't you speaking to me? Surely you must know I have authority to set you free, and I have authority to nail you to a cross." Jesus answered Pilate, "You have no authority over me at all, unless it has been given to you by God. That is why the man who gave me to you has even more guilt." From this time on, Pilate tried hard to set Jesus free, but the Jewish leaders continued to yell, "If you set this man free, you are not Caesar's friend. Anyone who makes himself a king is against Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside. Pilate sat down on the judge's seat. He was at a place called the Stone Pavement. In the Aramaic language, the name was Gabbatha. It was about noon on the day before the Passover. Pilate said to the Jewish leaders, "Look, your king." They yelled, "Take him away, take him away! Nail him to a cross!" Pilate said to them, "Should I nail your king to a cross?" The most important priests answered, "The only king we have is Caesar." Then Pilate turned Jesus over to them to be nailed to the cross. So they took hold of Jesus. Jesus was carrying his own cross. He went out to a place which was called Skull Place. In Aramaic it is Golgotha. This is where they nailed him to the cross, along with two other men. Jesus' cross was between the crosses of the other two men. Pilate made a sign and put it on Jesus' cross. It read, "Jesus from Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many Jewish people read this sign. This place where Jesus was crucified was near the city of Jerusalem. The sign was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. The most important Jewish priests kept saying to Pilate, "Don't write 'the King of the Jews.' Instead, you should write, 'This man said I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written stays written." After the soldiers had nailed Jesus to the cross, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. But the robe remained. This robe was seamless, completely made of one piece of woven cloth. They said to one another, "Let's not tear it. Let's gamble for it to see who will get it." This happened to make this scripture come true. "They divided my clothes among them. They gambled for my clothing." That is what the soldiers did. Jesus' mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary from the town of Magdala, stood near the cross. Jesus saw his mother and the follower whom he loved standing there. He said to his mother, "Woman, look at your son." Then Jesus said to that follower, "Look at your mother." From that moment on, that follower accepted Mary as his own mother. After this, when Jesus knew that everything was finished, he said this to make the scripture come true. "I am thirsty." There was a jar full of sour wine nearby, so they soaked a sponge in it and put it on a long stick. Then they brought this to Jesus' mouth. After Jesus drank some of it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. The Jewish leaders did not want the bodies to stay on the crosses during the Sabbath day. This Sabbath was a very important one. So since it was Friday, they asked Pilate to hurry their death by breaking their legs. Then they could carry them away. Pilate allowed it. The soldiers came to the first man and broke his legs, and then to the other man who had been nailed to a cross too. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that Jesus was already dead. They did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers did plunge his spear into Jesus' side. Immediately, blood and water flowed out. The person who saw it has given proof. His testimony is true. You know he is speaking the truth. You must believe too. These things happened to make this scripture come true. Not one of his bones will be broken. Another scripture says, they will look upon the one they wounded. After this, Joseph, a man from the town of Arimathea, asked Pilate if he could take Jesus' body away. Joseph was a secret follower of Jesus because Joseph was afraid of the Jewish leaders. Pilate allowed Joseph to do this. Then Joseph came and took Jesus' body away. Nicodemus came too. Earlier he had come to Jesus at night. He mixed myrrh and aloes together and brought about 75 pounds of it. The two men took Jesus' body and wrapped it in sheets with the sweet-smelling spices. This is the way Jews bury their dead. The place where Jesus was nailed to the cross was next to a garden. The garden had a new tomb in it. No one had been put there yet. There was not much time. It was Friday. So, because the tomb was near, they placed Jesus in it.